Hello, my audio boomer friends. It is still Wednesday. It is 11 minutes past 8 o'clock on this February 25th, 2015. I'm Slandy, and this is my number 24 February audio boo challenge or audio boomer challenge topic. And today's topic was the three evils, which was boredom, vice, and poverty, according to the question, and whether work can banish these three. Well, definitely, let's step backwards through these three evils and start with poverty. I don't necessarily think of poverty as an evil. I don't think people that are poor are necessarily evil, but I don't think that's what it means. Is poverty itself an evil? Well, I suppose, yes, it is. But again, financial poverty is an evil, but so is intellectual poverty an evil. And I think that's the slant I'm going to take, especially in regards to work, because I think somebody who's going to work and challenging their minds, much like number 23 topic on people's bad behaviors, I think ignorance is a really bad behavior and should not be really tolerated. And therefore, somebody who's going to work and challenging their minds, and even just going to work every day, even if it is a mind-numbing job, there are ways in which their job could be made more interesting in many ways. And also, just the fact that they get up every morning and prepare to go to work and be contributors to society, in a sense, elevates them, in my regards, in terms of intellectual poverty. Of course, financial poverty, of course, having a job and making a decent, or even a salary, it doesn't matter whether it be decent or not, just making a salary will at least do away with some poverty. I mean, I know people that work and are poor as church mice, and yet they're working really hard. It's just the job that they are in is kind of a dead end, and they really can't make ends meet. And that requires another step, another phase, and another facet of their lives, and that is to step outside of, again, their comfort zone, and something else I alluded to in the last topic. So the middle one, let me try it again. What was it? Boredom, vice, and poverty. So vices, yeah. Unfortunately, I think work and having a salary can sometimes increase your vices because you may have money to feed into those vices. But at the same time, sometimes vices come around because people are bored and they don't know what to do with themselves. And if they're working, sometimes that can alleviate that. Not necessarily, but it could have a hand in partially alleviating vices. Again, it depends on the vice. There are vices to me that aren't really vices. Somebody who really enjoys collecting, I don't know, mugs of, say, Ralph. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But, you know, if you're into collecting different colored mugs with the name Ralph on them, and people think that might be a vice, who am I to say? I think we're more talking about the traditional vices of the drinking and gambling. And again, you know, I know people that work and yet drink like crazy and gamble like crazy because they have the money to do so. So one does not necessarily equate that the other is not there. Sometimes it's actually the opposite. Boredom. Well, again, I just alluded to boredom. And will having a job get rid of boredom? Sometimes it can. Sometimes if you're in a dead-end job that's boring, not really. Even the best of jobs sometimes have their moments where things are a little bit more boring. Things are a little bit more slow. Nothing exciting is happening. So, I don't know. Of the three evils, does working necessarily get rid of all three? No. And in some cases, I think it might even bring some about. So what I thought was an easy answer at the beginning of this audio boo, I realize is actually the opposite. Not that it's a hard answer, but I wasn't expecting to think or to go down the thought road that I took. So that was interesting. That was very interesting. So it's very gray here, but amazingly, it's a little bit warmer. It's -7, which is nice and seasonal, and rather pleasant, actually, after the -20 degrees we've been having of late. And the roads are in good shape, and I mean, ice-wise and snow-wise, not pothole-wise. We have potholes that could swallow Calcutta. It's incredible how big the potholes are this year. And they've proliferated. They're like bunny rabbits. They're everywhere. And I don't know. Maybe, do they make pothole Viagra? Is that the problem here? Have people been feeding Viagra to these potholes? That's it. We have pothole Viagrism. You've heard of vandalism. Now it's Viagrism. Okay. Enough with the silly stuff. All right. Other than that, let's see. Not much is happening. Yes, last night I spent a good 2 hours trying to get my synthesizer, which doubles as a MIDI controller, to talk to my Mac. I thought I had everything lined up, but it just would not work. And then at the 11th hour, finally, almost at the exact 11th hour, it was around 11 p.m. when I finally got it functioning and downloaded a few virtual instruments into my digital audio workstation and fired up a couple of things and just recorded some small bits just to see if it would work. I have an idea for a piece of music I want to redo. I want to do a cover of one of my friend's songs that he wrote for his daughter, and I want to give it a completely different slant, like I did many years ago with another song that he wrote called In History. And he did it kind of a poppy thing, and I ended up doing it kind of a bluesy, blues-type take on it. So it's the same thing with this song. He's given it a very... I'm not even sure what kind of... I suppose it's still pop rock-type genre, and I want to give it something completely different. And I'm keeping it a bit of a secret. I'm not even sure if I'm going to release it into the wild once I record it. I may share it individually with some of my Audio Boom friends, just so you can get a touch of it. And if it's as successful as I think it will be, because it's right now it's all in my head. So is the arrangement and everything else. I just have to get it down on... I guess on sheet music, and then eventually in my DAW and recorded. You'll know. I will let you all know. All right. Thank you very much. And I can't believe that there's absolutely no traffic this morning. I am going to get to work at 8:30 instead of my usual 9, which is good. Which means I can finish a little bit earlier tonight. That's always a good thing. All right. Catch you later and have a wonderful day.